This is Sanja.
Yo, check it out. It's my girl Sanja.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, what up, Sanja?
I've been fighting this for a long time. I'm really nervous, so excuse me if I make long pauses, because, you know, I feel a little bit like this is not even my place to be, you know. But it's something that's been weighing on my heart, and since it won't go away, I'm going to go ahead and go forth. So what I'm looking for are everyday miracles. Everyday miracles, encounters with God, things that people are thinking are coincidences. You know, you think of somebody, they appear, you know, a door opens, another one shuts, you know, you've been thinking maybe I should get out of the relationship, then, you know, all these signs point to, you know, get out of the relationship, those kinds of things, you know, your son dying and coming back to life, your son dying and yet somehow you finding a way to go on, my father committed suicide, finding a way to live out his dreams. Who knew? I didn't even know that he was a DJ. And look at what I'm doing, you know? It's things like that is what I'm looking for. So you can give me your testimonies. Sanja Like Ganja on Twitter. Sanja Denise, D-E-N-Y-S-E on Facebook. And I will be getting a phone number, a Google phone number, so you can call in and leave recordings and tell me your testimonies. And if you want, you can leave your phone number. I'll call you up and then we'll record it like that. I have another testimony here. This is from recording artist Focus, and he is so about to blow up. Just so crazy with the appointed times. And we were having a conversation about appointed times and how things are going, and he mentioned something, and I was like, that's exactly what I'm looking for. So Focus, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Sanja?
I'm good. You know, we've been sitting here having just, you know, this awesome conversation about just how things have been moving, and, you know, and how God has moved in our lives, and how, you know, we've been, you know, pushing through the struggle, you know, and how it seems to be this appointed time and you're blowing up. And just a real quick, you know, just a real quick drop. Why not, right?
Why not?
You got a new single out that's, we've got the exclusive too, and it's already playing on WTS Radio. Hello, the Dabs and the Hash Oil.
Yeah, man. Got the song Dabs and Hash Oil. It's, video is about to come out. It's, featuring platinum recording artist and someone I look up to. His name is Noriega. Some people call him Nori. Some people call him Poppy. But either way, he's a problem, and I had the honor of him coming to my studio and doing a track with me. Just, you know, a kid from the smallest state in the country, Rhode Island, just trying to do something big, you know, one life.
That's what's up. So the conversation we were having, let him know what happened. So you were driving down the street. We'll set the tone. You were driving down the street in the car with your friend, and what was going on? Where were you going? What's happened?
So about a week and a half ago, it's been the 3-year, you know, people call it anniversary. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but the three years since his passing, one of my very best friends, you know, and I don't have many. He was one of my best friends, and he passed away in his sleep, actually. And every year we go there and, you know, we just celebrate his life and talk about, you know, what we did in the past and all the time we spent. And this day I was taking a ride with a friend of mine who was a mutual friend of both of ours, you know, and we were taking a ride, and as we were approaching the cemetery where he's buried, I was just, you know, thinking about him, and I was talking to him, and I was just, you know, projecting this message to him and almost asking for him to, you know, to respond to me somehow. And as soon as I was done, you know, thinking that and talking to him, my friend next to me who knows him right away said, I really got to stop over there and I got to see Tim. And it just like blew my mind. It was like I said it to him. He related to my friend and he came right back at me. And it was just like, that stuff doesn't happen. That's a higher power. That's not regular. That's proof.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a tough critic. You know? So that's as real as it gets.
That's as real as it gets. And, you know, that's how people need to understand that that's how much God loves you, and that's how much it's not about the rules and regulations. It's not about going. Listen, yeah, going to church is good, but if you're not getting the correct information, then going to church does you no good. It's just going to confuse you and cause you to be angry when you don't need to be angry, when really God will prove himself to you. Like, seriously, yeah. That's one of his names. I will prove to you who I am.
Just be
ask.
Open to have a relationship with him.
Exactly.
If you're open to have a relationship with him, he will embrace you.
Exactly. Flaws and all, baby. He made you.
He will, yeah.
Craziness and all.
The things I got to say, the reason why I'm sitting here and I'm talking with you right now is because you highly motivated me with the conversation we had earlier and the knowledge that you brought forth to me about how God works and how everything is, you know, comes from somewhere else, and the trials and tribulations of your life were set there for a reason. And I think that what you're doing is great.
Thank you.
And the people should embrace, you know, what you're talking about. You're a voice for the people. You know what I'm saying? This is great what you're doing. And I hope that, you know what I'm saying, that you're blessed with success your endeavors with this movement that you've created.
Thank you very much. I very appreciate that. Encounters of the God Kind, Manifesting Beauty Radio, baby. One.
This is Sanja.
Yo, check it out. It's my girl, Sanja.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, what up, Sanja?